Ahimsa for me is the source, I guess, the start of it all. You know, why one choose to do no harm? Why does one choose to live in an aware way? You know, why does one questions what's around? And I think Ahimsa, that this philosophy really signifies everything.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Gabrielle Silva, CEO of Ahimsa, Quality Vegan Shoes. Welcome, Gabrielle. He joins us from Brazil.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In this age of awareness, with so many things going on in the world around us, why is it so important to be vegan? How does it help our society, our environment, and our community?
Well, in my opinion, we are all part of this. As some people say, this is our spaceship and we have to take care of it. I always say that being vegan is much more than just not eating meat or any other animal products. So it's the word that was defined for the lifestyle that I chose and so many other people choose. And in my opinion, it is our duty to protect the place that where we live, the place that gives us everything that we are and that we have. So the awareness of being part of something larger than yourself and looking at not just the other human beings, but the other life forms on this planet as passengers just like us on this ship is for me the reason why anybody should be vegan or turn vegan or, you know, choose a sustainable lifestyle.
How is a vegan lifestyle sustainable? And you are in Brazil, which is a primarily a meat-eating culture.
For me, you know, with the evidence that we, of course, have already, being vegan means that we are using the resources to the best of our availability. Of course, you know, if you try to move everyone towards a consumption as the Western lifestyle defines, then it's clearly mathematically defined that the planet would not be able to sustain that. For me, being vegan, everything that I consume, eating or any other kind of products, I'm trying to be aware of how everything is made, how is it grown, you know, what kind of chemicals are used in production or plantations or anything like that. So for me, choosing this lifestyle in addition to minimizing cruelty, as I said, looking at other beings as similar to us, not inferior in any way, then sustainable wise as well, then we're making choices out of awareness, not just of desire, economic values, or by what other people will think.
Isn't it sufficient to be vegetarian? And I'm defining vegetarian as somebody who eats milk products and maybe eggs.
Well, in my opinion, no. Mainly in that case, because of the animal cruelty aspect, I wouldn't say that being vegetarian would be enough for, you know, that kind of outlook as well. So I'm no expert, of course, but out of the information that I have, it's not enough. You know, the way dairy is produced and the way eggs are also produced in large scales, I think it's the same kind of problem with meat as well. And that's not even withstanding the cruelty aspect. That's the most important part for me. Out of anything, number one priority for me is not being cruel.
And in Brazil, how do you promote yourself as a vegan? How are you able to get by company and yourself as a philosophy?
Yeah, well, despite the majority of the Brazilian population, as you said, being meat eaters, we do have a large portion that's about, I don't know, over 20 million people at the last census that do not eat meat. So that's mainly because of religious beliefs, not necessarily a choice of being vegetarian or vegan. It's just that they have some sort of belief that asks or demands that they avoid such products. So for us, especially because of everything that's going around all over, you know, in Brazil as well, with taking care of the forests and everything, it's not a hard sell for us to be out there and say that we are a brand that's trying to care a bit more than others for the environment, you know, for the animals and for everything that's around us. So as I said, being vegan for me is an awareness, you know, so it is a way to show that you care and that you make conscious choices. So for us, as I said, we present ourselves as a brand that sells products, that's making conscious choices. So regardless if you are directly a consumer of our products for being vegan or being vegetarian, there's also the opportunity for you to buy something that you believe in, you know, that's a little bit more than just a product like any other.
As a person born and raised in India and a practicing Hindu, your brand's name, Ahimsa, has special significance for me. Politically, it was one of Gandhi's thrusts during the freedom struggle, based on nonviolence as an active force in the freedom struggle. And on a personal level, my family has been vegetarian for, say, for about 20 generations. How did you pick the name Ahimsa? First, what is the meaning of Ahimsa?
Ahimsa, for me at least, means simply do no harm, a life choice, a life philosophy of doing no harm for any other being, regardless of species or any other definition. For me, the choice of naming my brand after that was simply a choice to try to communicate at once everything that I wanted the brand to signify. So, of course, for people not have grown with the close ties, as you just said, you have, it's a word that's a bit different, you know. It wouldn't automatically be understood by somebody that had no connection with that before. But it's a word that's easily pronounced. It has a very strong meaning behind it. And if you know it, you already know what it stands for. And if you don't know it, it's something that you will search for. Nowadays is easy, you know, any mobile phone, any computer, you can quickly type Ahimsa on a search engine and the first result would be some article from Wikipedia, regardless of your native tongue. So it would be easy for anybody to quickly understand as well what the brand stands for. That was the idea. You know, I had the idea to start the business many, many months before I chose the name, and I felt that I had everything ready to go but the name. And through my research, the idea was to try to find, as I said, a strong word that defined what I wanted to achieve with my brand, with my products. And Ahimsa for me is the source, I guess, the start of it all. You know, why one choose to do no harm? Why does one choose to live in an aware way? You know, why does one questions what's around? And I think Ahimsa, that this philosophy really signal.